Hello and welcome to Get On Bus. My name's Darren Bennick and this is the Change Series. So today we are still talking about change, and today's a very important conversation to have, and that is when you are contemplating change or when you are starting to change, who do you tell? This is more than just your support network. This is quite literally. Who do you tell? How many people do you tell? And this is just my opinion and my experience, but I would be very careful who you told. And the bigger the change, the more important this is. Because, and I heard a saying many, many years ago that the hardest place to change is in your own village. And I found this to be very true growing up. I was a bit of a wild boy, a little bit odd. I was into things like energy and the mind, always have been. I partied pretty hard as a youngster. So when I started getting into energy, started to try and change, it was almost like you had to go through this barrier almost of proving that you could change, or that you were changing. And I found that very difficult and unnecessary. It's almost like people sort of had this vision of you or this image of who you were, and it was very hard for them to allow a different image in. Hang on a second, got my pick up. Obviously, there were exceptions, and there's going to be people in your life that you can tell and that will welcome it with open arms. But even then, I'd just be very careful. My advice, if I had to give advice, is to keep it to yourself. And there's two reasons for that, and I'm going to go into both. So the first reason is that there's a certain kind of feeling that keeping something like this to yourself gives you, and it's a very empowering feeling, and I'll talk about that more in a second. And the other thing is, and we've talked about this before in previous episodes, and down the bottom I'll have the link to those episodes, but when you are trying to understand yourself or an aspect of yourself, and trying to, I think it's important that you define that aspect for yourself. Now, when you start to talk about change with other people, they're going to have their own definitions, and whether they mean to or not, they are going to try and impose those definitions on you. It's their way of relating to the situation, and sometimes those definitions are at odds with your definitions. The other side is that people sometimes will just totally disbelieve that you are capable of change. And from an energetic perspective, both of those things act as barriers. Okay, I don't care what people say. People's attitudes carry an energy, and that energy affects you. You can learn to not let it. And I talk about this a lot on Building Stronger Minds, is allowing other energies to exist without taking them on board. But especially in those nascent days, those early days of changing some aspect of yourself. I've found it personally to be more beneficial just to keep it to yourself. Once you've got the hang of it, you've got it in place, yeah, then by all means, you've got something to you've got something behind you that, or underneath you, inside of you, that you've got that power going already, and you're less likely to be swayed by the energy of other people's opinions or other people's ideas, beliefs, or definitions. I want to talk about that feeling. Building stronger minds is very much feeling based, and everything has every word, every thought, every action, every belief. It has a feeling behind it, and that's going to be different for everyone. Absolutely, 100% different for everyone. Okay, how you experience something is completely different to how the next person experiences it. Easy way to understand this is pain. Some people have a very high threshold for pain, and you know what for you may seem like an excruciating or very painful experience. For other people, it's just doesn't register. And there's no right or wrong behind this, no good or bad. It's just the way it is. So when we are going through a change, we are experiencing a set of old feelings, and we are trying to implement a set of new feelings. Now this, obviously as this change is occurring, there's energy moving, and we can use that, okay? So instead of telling people about it, it's sort of that disperses the energy. So if you can keep that, and it's, you know, you're almost, and once it starts to build up, it's very powerful. And like I said, if you can contain that energy and guide it where you are trying to implement that change or direct that change, it becomes very, very empowering and very, very powerful, as I said. So, but as soon as you tell someone, it's like, oh yeah, you know, I'm trying to do this, and then you wait for this response. Like you put this energy out there, and if it's not duplicated back to you, you've just lost a piece of that energy, a piece of that power, and that can be very debilitating, especially when you are trying to make large changes in your life. You don't need to lose any more energy than what's already going to happen with the change of conditions that you're going to experience. And any addict will tell you that, but the best way to get off drugs is not be around people that are on drugs, okay? Because that, you're still going to be coming up, if you're hanging around people that are taking drugs, they're in a specific mindset. And you could very well come up against that if you are trying to be a more calm and peaceful person. If the people that you tell are having trouble, the same troubles, and they can't see a way out, how on earth are they going to give you the support you need to change that aspect of yourself? So in my experience, it's better to just make that change within you, and keep it to yourself for a little while. And nine times out of ten, but yeah, you'll find that people will actually, well, hopefully, notice the change anyway and start to ask you what's going on. And maybe then you can tell them, say, look, I've done this. It's not about I'm about to do this, it's I've done this. Take for an example in my life is that I stopped drinking, and I won't go into the alcohol. I won't go into the reasons now. But I don't go to a party and say, oh no, I don't drink. People will notice that I'm not drinking, and they will ask. And I've just, can you see the difference there? If I just go, oh no, sorry, I don't drink, then people, because they have this definition of alcohol and socializing, they think that you're either making them wrong or putting them down, or that you know, they start to put in all these reasons of why you're not drinking. Whereas if they ask, it's a different flow. They're asking why you don't do it. And then that enables you to define that situation the way you want to, rather than have them define it and then have all this weird energy going on where, you know, they think you're judging them, and then you feel like they're judging you, and there's all this miscommunication going on and false communication. Sorry, accidentally bipped the horn. So if you're, and again, like I place a great importance on the feeling aspect of anything, really. I don't think we feel enough, and I think when we do feel, we tend to try and want to put a name on it, and often those names have been defined by other people, and so we end up, there's this mishmash of what we're feeling, what we're actually feeling, and the form that we're trying to fit it into. And oftentimes they don't match, and we get this sort of out of sync thing going on within ourselves, and often that times that can express itself in our body in different ways. So in my experience, I over a period of a couple of years, I was working on how to not get sick, and what I found was that every time I sort of professed, oh, I don't get sick, I would get sick. And when I started to talk to people about it, they hoo-ha it, because it just wasn't in their reality. Hang on a second, I'll just do this pickup. Yes, so the people that I was telling weren't complete strangers. They were people close to me, but they weren't being nasty. Okay, they were just expressing their beliefs and coming at the concept from their own worldview, and there was nothing wrong with that. Whereas I was trying to change my worldview, and I was trying to re-establish a different worldview, and eventually I remembered this very concept of keeping things to myself. So I spent 2 years not telling anyone about what I was trying to change, and eventually I got through that 2 years without getting sick, and I developed a process around that. And I would, after that 2 year period, I started to sort of test it. So I changed different things, and sure enough, it worked. But anyway, that's a different thing, and that's something I will be talking about and putting out there at a different date on the Building Stronger Minds site. But the point is that the keeping it to myself enabled me to fully define what it was I was changing from and to. So when I had that in place, then I was able to talk about it, and I've since been able to talk about it and not get sick. So, and who knows what the timelines are for any of this? Okay, it's there's no hard and fast rules. And I don't think there ever can or will be, but it's something that as you move into working with energy and working with feelings, you're going to have to sort of develop your own book of rules, I guess, of how you do things, when you do things, and when not to do things. So how long you keep, and it's keeping your secrets. Well, the word secret's been sort of turned into something quite negative, so I'd try and find a different word for it. But yeah, it's basically keeping it within. So it sort of tends to build this new type of energy when you do, and you're not allowing other definitions in. And I've found that helps. Anyway, I'm going to leave it at that, and I hope you join me on the next episode. Check out below for the previous episodes, and thank you very much for listening, and I'll see you on the other side.